Hey everybody, it's the Metal Enema. I'm the Undertaker. Is this thing on? Alright, so another show. Yeah, we were just starting off talking about this guy from this band in Laredo that used to get up on stage and check the mic going tuh.
He had an inhibition against saying test.
Yeah,
test.
He didn't seem to like it.
But he got to the root of the matter that when testing microphones, all they need is the plosives tested, so
maybe he
spitting.
Maybe he didn't understand that they were saying test all those years. He was thought that, oh, you get up on the mic and you go tuh.
1, 2, 2, 2, 3, 3, 3.
Yeah. God, that's the worst part. It's like, I guess you don't know what to say necessarily on the mic, but
it's oral tradition in concerts for, because
you always have to have
just
like
one person started that and everyone else assumed, oh, I guess that's how you test
that's
the
professional
mic.
Yeah. Well, you also
test 1, 2, 2, 3, 3. Hey.
And they always like have the pony knob and the ball hat and the fanny pack and the jams.
Yeah.
You know? Hey, 1, 2, hey, and then everybody's like, you suck! Sing a song!
And the fuck you fucking fuck shirt.
Yes, yeah, or the different kinds of titties shirt. Thank you, Glenn Benton. All right, so
red nose from all their ruptured alcoholic capillaries.
That too. And the shattered dreams, don't forget those.
Those is all in their heads.
Yeah, yeah.
We can't see those on the outside of the
not
1 tequila, 2 tequila, 3 tequila floor shirt.
And see, this dovetails nicely because this whole show is our live show.
That's right. Test.
Tuh. So.
Speaking of tuh, did you see that there were some Katrina refugees whose house that they were living in got leveled by a tornado last week?
Why did God hate us so much, mama? So we've got a great lineup of stuff, some rarities, all of it, almost all of it's bootleg. It's going to be all live, and in fact we're not actually pre-recording this show tonight. It's recorded live. There you go, recorded live on Tuesday. You're here
this
on
is
Thursday.
live demo recording of our demo takes of this week's show.
You got it. Ultra rare. It's going to be on.
It's all first take, best take.
Yeah. Like most things we do. Yeah. So we've got the Frozen Alive CD from the live DVD version of the Obituary.
Yeah.
So that's going to be
because it's being sold on musicvideodistributor.com, which you can still go to and use the code name Undertaker to get 25% off.
Yeah, you have to actually
Aerosmith.
Yeah, you have to purchase something before you actually can buy. Before you can use the code, you have to purchase something. But
and
anyway,
you can put in Undertaker and only see 25% of their website.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool trick too.
Or 75%, I guess.
Yeah,
25%
off. Yeah,
but that
wait a minute, where's the Aerosmith? So
you fucked up early.
So we also
we have the long-awaited Donald Tardy interview.
Well, 25% of it. Yeah. Had a few
25% off.
Had a few technical problems, but we're gonna kind of in the middle of the show. We're starting to have the obituary showcase, so we're gonna get to that pretty quick. In fact, I think we might as well just go ahead and jump in. We're gonna go ahead and knock it out right now. This is a classic from Absu. It's Highland Tyrant Attack. Ta-ta! Ta-ta!
Make the try. like it to live!
Thank you.
We're back. That was Immolation with Christ's Cage. That was a live bootleg. Duh. And then before that, that was Atheist with On They Slay. That was from a radio show. You know, I don't have a whole lot of information about a lot of these, so you'll have to forgive me. They're bootlegs, and they're not. They don't have extensive liner notes.
And we got all of them because we're friends with these people.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, we don't play anybody on the show who we aren't friends with. So, hey! No,
Atheist and us go way back.
Oh, yeah. Back before they even had a black bassist. Pre-black bassist era. Roger Patterson era, you know.
Back when the bassist was just white trash speed meth addict.
With the trailer park stash.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Sid Vicious haircut. Yeah. Yeah, Roger Patterson. And opening that up is, of course, Texas favorites, Highland Tyrant Attack from Absu from the Mythological Occult Metal compilation that was really nicely done on Osmos about a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff, good stuff. We're talking about live shows, so I was actually at a show on Friday night. I was actually at my wife's show. She is in a heavy metal band called Igniter. And hell, why don't we just plug them too? Igniter.org. Igniter.org.
Yeah.
And my wife is the blonde one, not
Igniter.
Not the guitarist.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. So I was at the Igniter show on Friday night, and the thing I've become more hard bitten and cynical as I go along because I see people. I've found that over time, okay, there are bad circumstances and things that happen to people that, despite their best efforts, are bad.
Yeah.
That they don't deserve. A little rain falls in everyone's life, despite. No matter how hard or how little they try. But I have found that mostly people who are chaos magnets are people who don't take care of their shit to start with.
Yeah.
So what I'm getting at, I'll just make the short version. I'm not going to give a bunch of examples. The girl who is by herself at the show, unattended and drunk, in a room full of randy guys.
Nice. And she's just in a bra and thong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And rubbing her ass on guys' crotches, yeah. You know, and stuff. Okay, so I don't want to start an argument going, oh, girls ask for it, because I don't believe that. I don't believe that. What I do believe is that girls put themselves sometimes in really stupid positions that get themselves raped.
Yeah.
And so it's like I don't blame any girl for getting raped, but I do blame them for making themselves available.
Making a big deal about it.
Yeah.
Charges.
Pressing charges and, you know, going to court. Yeah. No, but I like I said, I don't believe in the theory if she was asking for it, but sometimes I believe in the theory of she was asking to ask for it, but because there was this girl at the show who was drunk and I was just like standing there going, what the fuck are you doing? What are you hoping to achieve other than having someone take advantage of you?
I just want to express myself and show that I'm powerful.
I should be able to do this without getting raped. Well, yeah, in a perfect world, you should, but that's not where we live.
Yeah. And was she getting raped at the show?
No, not yet. Know. No, but my point is it just reminded me of situations like that where girls get surprised when they get raped.
Or even just fondled, like at the any Type O Negative show.
Oh, know? Yeah. What? No, girls who go to Type O Negative shows want to be fondled. Trust me.
Yeah.
I've done it plenty of times. They never react badly. But anyway, the song, remember the Sesame Street song, the comparative one of these things? It's not like, I started standing there singing to myself while the show was going on, like going, one of these guys will probably rape you. One of these guys is bound to do you wrong. Can you guess which guy is going to assault you before I finish this song? Do, 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 do. Shut up, bitch. Stop struggling. You're just gonna make it worse for yourself. Anyway, that was my little observation, you know.
Asking to ask for it. That's great.
Yeah, you're just asking to ask for it. So that was my live show experience over the weekend.
My live show experience was I was gonna go see this sort of No Depression nouveau country style chick with a buddy of ours at work.
Oh, yeah?
But we both opted not to go. We decided it would be too much of a pain in the ass, and apparently it was super boring from some of the other people that went. So
that's so funny, because I was about to say, unfortunately, a lot of our show experiences recently have been going out en route to the show and then going, I don't want to get this, and then just fucking off and going to eat. Yeah. I'm glad to say that the Dark Funeral and Slave show was not like that.
No.
Because we already talked about that, but that, if you haven't, I mean, Dark Funeral, you know what you're getting. I mean, they've pretty much been consistent for years. But, I mean, Enslaved has not come around a lot.
And right.
If you haven't had a chance, go check it out.
Because they don't wear shirts.
Yeah, they are hot.
Woo! Man, that was the best part of the show.
Yeah, Grootle. Oh. Man, I'm not gay, but I'll tell you what. Those Enslaved guys are hot.
Smoking. It's with a WHAWTT.
Oh boy.
With his nipple ring.
Yeah. Oh, shades of Blessed Are the Sick era of Dave Vincent. Not Jenna Torture's era Dave Vincent walking around in his briefs and his flip-flops coming out of the venue in front of everybody. Boy, that was weird. And then he was incredulous about the name of our show.
Yeah.
It's like
Metal Enema. That's kind of weird.
It's like you're in a band called the Jenna Torturers and you're marching around in your underwear, you know.
You're in a red thong. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, yeah. Your wife fucks you. Don't tell us. People in Europe are picking up their ears. Oh, what? Dave Vincent, what?
What?
He's what? Yes, he's gay.
Yes, yes, folks.
Yeah, okay. We like Morbid Angel anyway. All right, so what have we got next? It's more crazy shit. Oh, yeah.
More live.
It's live night, everybody. Live. We're going to throw to this quick block here, and then we're going to go straight into some heavy-duty obituary. This is Gorgoroth with Revelation of Doom live. This is from the Last Tormentor 7-inch EP. It's with Hat on vocal.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It's before Pants joined the band.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Within the grasp of the great black death.
That was Krieg with the Great Black Death and Gorgoroth with Revelation of Doom.
The guitarist on that Krieg sucked. He was a real
fag.
Yeah.
He counts his hair.
Yeah. Yes, he does. All right. So, as promised, we have some cuts from the Frozen Alive DVD from Obituary.
Yay!
Yeah, it's good stuff. Now, admittedly, in this camp, we are old guard Obituary fans.
Yeah.
And so we wanted to play stuff from the classics. I mean, this is a really good, well-produced DVD. I mean, all of it is really good because it's shot with like five cameras. It's got crane shots, really great lighting, excellent sound. Apparently, Donald Tardy remastered it himself. He did a great job. It sounds fantastic. But it comes with the CD and the DVD, so you have both.
And a beard.
And yes. We've talked about this before, how Trevor Perez has the huge I don't have a day job beard, which I admire him massively for. I mean, and now Donald Tardy also has huge beard. Based on that,
John McEntee decided it was a good idea too, because the incantation photos, he's sporting a beard.
They're all emulating Paul Speckman anyway.
Right.
Paul Speckman is beard master. But anyway, I did this interview with Donald Tardy, and he was really nice, and we just chatted for about 25 minutes, but I was having
14 of that was him walking through the woods back to his house.
Back to walking up the driveway, yeah. No, he kind of was like, hold on a second. Yeah. Yeah. It's like it's...
And then every once in a while he'd pass by a radio that would go...
Yeah. It was
Silent Hill.
Yeah, it was a Donald Tardy Silent Hill. Yeah. What is this? Huh. I don't get it. Huh. So anyway, it kind of went on like that. But, you know, he was cool. We talked for a bit, but it just didn't come out very well. A lot of it wasn't audible. It was his phone. It was my phone. But
we kept staring it back to cause a death.
Yeah, and he kind of didn't like that. And no, that's not really true. I did find myself wanting to like ask him lots of cause of death questions, though. It's like, so anyway, that's what we're doing now. It's like the big thing. Yeah, what about on cause of death, that one part, you know, that where you do the thing.
That's all good, but...
Cause of death? No. He was really cool, but it just didn't come out to my satisfaction. So I did manage to salvage one question and Q&A on this, and this will just kind of sum it up and... You know, in so many words. So here we go.
Are you and Trevor planning to pressure the other three members of the band to grow huge beards as well?
I don't know, man. It's just one of those things where me and him just kind of started it, and it's obviously much easier than having to try and shave. So,
yeah, you know,
I don't have a boss or a job that makes me shave it, and that's probably really why I don't even realize I have it until I walk into a local restaurant and people look at me like I'm homeless or something. So it's very entertaining.
Awesome.
Yeah. That's great.
That is what you've been waiting for, the obituary interview.
I like me a huge beard on them obituary guys. Yep. All right. Well, enough screwing around. We're just going to go ahead and play four cuts from Frozen Alive back to back. So you're going
to
get
back to back in time too.
Yeah!
it was Obituary. That was Obituary from Frozen Alive. That was Slowly Rewrought. And then, well, that was While I'm Drunk. And Slowly We Rot. And then before
on
that,
33.
Yes. And then Find the Arise before that turned Inside Out. And opening that up was Chopped in Half.
Sweet and half.
That was great. So yeah, we were just talking about me trying to find some new jeans. You know, I actually tried on one of those thermals that's like the thermal shirt.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about? Where Vaguely. It's like actually, it's
real hot.
No. It's just like the thermal weave, but it's thin and kind of raggedy.
Yeah.
But it had like all these ravens silk screened all over it, and I kind of liked it because it reminded me of Immortal.
Yeah.
You know? And so I tried it on, and I didn't like the way it looked at all, because it's basically a shirt that's designed where you have to wear another shirt
mm-hmm.
over it.
Yeah.
It's not something you wear by, it looks like you're walking around in your underwear.
Yeah.
Or pajamas or something. I was just like, ah, that sucks. So, anyway, but then we were just talking about...
The fashion is lots and lots of clothing to wear. It's kind of like when I was, we always talk about how, you know, there's a fatal accident where it's the one shoe
in the road.
Sticking
outside,
and I was bound and determined that year when we were talking about that to make sure that none of my shoes would come
off in
fatal accidents. I was going to wear.
I was thinking you get those Italian strap sandals, you know, all the way up your leg.
Yeah, all the way up the leg with the jeans
like
tucked in.
Modified seat belts around around the shoes.
It's
duct tape.
Gonna be riveted on. With snaps that come out.
Yeah. So
none of those fucking shoes are gonna come off my feet in accident.
It's like my head may be in the middle of the road, but those shoes are gonna be in my feet. And those motherfucking paramedics better not pull my pants down like they do in Brazil. Just go.
That's got to be some untapped scientific reality. It's like Newton's laws, except that it's like, you know, I don't know, Porfirio's laws, where the impact of a train equals the coefficient of how far down your pants go.
The harder your head is, the further down your pants go on your leg. Boom! Ah! You know, just
modified by how much shit you'll leave in your pants.
Yeah.
Your underwear.
Yeah. It's like, I like the idea of the train pantsing you. Just like, fur. Oh, not only am I dead, I'm embarrassed. All right. So we are having our live show. Hope you're enjoying it. This is the Metal Enema. I'm The Undertaker.
I'm Acapornis Epicac. This is Solarfall Radio. Solarfall.com, myspace.com/Metal Enema, metalenema@gmail.com if you want to try to communicate with us.
Hey, everybody. I just realized we were speaking about email, and we actually have immolation winners. Can you believe it?
Holy shit.
Okay, so we picked three winners out of the five who entered. And I'm only halfway kidding. You guys really dropped the ball on this. I don't know why you didn't want an immolation CD. Is it because you don't want an immolation CD or you just don't take the contest seriously or what? Write us in and tell us. Write your name and address and you can tell us what you think of it. Anyway.
Maybe you all just take Lorenzo's oil and didn't get around to writing to us because blinking doesn't work on your email.
So our three winners are Alexander Adagian. Yes, Alexander Adagian from Chicago, Illinois, and Deborah Moore from Irving, Texas, and Chris Garcia from Harlingen, Texas.
All right.
Congratulations, guys. Odale. And you'll be receiving copies of Immolation's new remastered Digipak version of Dawn of Possession. How cool is that? See, people really do win on the Metal Enema.
Exactly.
So, I just remember back when Nickelodeon had those toy runs, and I was thinking, fuck all that going to like... You know, trying to stuff the things in your cart, you just run over to the video game section and pull all the little receipts off the wall. And then you have like $700, $800 worth of video games in like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore, though, I guess. I don't know how they do it. I haven't bought anything in Toys R Us since like 1987.
No, I think it's all looting these days.
Yeah, yeah. Back when I was like hiding the... what's the figure? What's the G.I. Joe figure, the really cool one?
Oh, Firefly.
Yeah, back when I was hiding Firefly under the shelf so I could get it later. And back when, actually, no, I didn't do that, but I did find.
You found one like that.
Yeah, one of my friends went to the store and he's like, no, wait a minute, and he pulled it out.
The nice lady at Toy Box when Empire Strikes Back came out, and my mom took me to Toy Box to get the Yoda figure that was coming out, and they didn't have it, and the nice lady was saving one for her kid, but she went ahead and gave it to me.
I bet that kid was so mad.
And I was fine. I mean, I was fine with it. I was just like, well, we'll come back or whatever. Yeah. But I'm sure my mom was like, oh, fuck no, we're not coming back.
Yeah, I
just think she pulled a broken whiskey bottle on it. Like, look, bitch, you better hand over that Yoda.
Yeah, but yeah. But yet she wouldn't buy you that BC Rich Supreme at the pawn shop.
I don't think she was. I don't think she was buying that for me. She just discouraged me to spend my $600 on it. Which
$600? That's what.
That was expensive. That was kind of pricey.
I know, but
back
even
then.
Even when they first came out, they were worth $1,000.
Yeah.
Ah, stupid bitch.
So I'm going to go back in time and shoot her.
And then, like, tell Celtic Frost not to record Cold Lake, and then we'll be right with the world. Speaking of, what a seg. We have live Celtic Frost.
From Cold Lake.
No.
This is Cherry Orchard.
No. This is Celtic Frost live from San Diego last year.
Yes.
When we saw
this
the
most
tour.
Recent tour that and we did the interview with Martin Aine.
Yes. Thank you, Vonis. Vonis, hey! Our friend Vonis. Hi, Vonis.
We would have played Live Pinnacle.
Yeah, but we don't have any Live Pinnacle. So,
motherfucker.
I was thinking, what if the band was called Pinnacle? You know? It's a great game, worth naming a band after. Different connotation. Pinnacle. But this is Necromantical Screams from Celtic Frost. Brand new bootleg. So
badass.
Enjoy.
Intelligence is mute. We'll be right back. Running the time is near. Running past your destinies. In a hurry, under the night. On your right is heaven and winters. Bring your war and rings of gold. Now you cry the northern. You see the seasons of run.
You're the one. and you run to the right, to the left, to the right, to the left. And you're good. And you're good. Get in the box, gotta see. Get in the way, get in the front, get in the way. I am your front. I am your front. I am your front. I am your front.
Was Morbid Angel with Hellspawn. Immortal did Pure Holocaust. Beharit did Werewolf Simmer. And Celtic Frost brought us Necromantical Screams.
You know, there's people out there who keep holding out hope that Beharit will one day reform, but that's not possible now because, you know, the mastermind behind that band is now a Holocausto denier.
Beharit never happened.
And hope you guys aren't too put out by the quality of some of these tracks. It's too fucking bad if you don't like it because they're bootlegs.
These are live recordings. This is to capture the spirit of the moment.
Yes, yes, yes.
In the pants of, in the pocket of your pants.
Yeah. When they're pulled down back in the side of the highway after you have a car accident.
Whoa. I was just thinking back, well, you know, back in the day when you, and I hate that term back in the day, but back when recording stuff was still kind of novel in a way, but, you know, people would have the little ADAT recorders in their pockets, or the DAT recorders in their pockets.
Yeah, yeah, that's.
Because you couldn't just have your phone up videotaping it through the.
Right, right.
Through the quarter megapixel or.
Yeah. The one thing I've never been able to figure out is the one guy at shows these days. Who's like the music is like deafeningly loud, and he's standing there on his phone.
Yeah,
and he's not like going, "Hey, listen," or he's not recording it. He's like on his phone going, "Yeah,
yeah,
what?"
Because I've tried that at strip clubs, and it's in even in the bathroom, it's fucking hard to hear anybody.
Well, what I want to know is the person on the other end of the phone screaming, "Yeah, can you hear me?" Yeah, totally. And how are they communicating? Because it's like they got a whole show going
what?
In their ear. It's like some guy at Celtic Frost was doing that. It's like, are you out of your what? Mind?
Every once in a while when I get those phone calls, I like to be the other person that's not at the show because then I can go, you're a dick.
Yeah.
What fucking moron calls me on a cell phone at a concert?
Oh, what?
What? I can't.
Derek, you're at you. You.
Up. Kid. What? Ew. Topped. Ew.
Diet. Oron.
At ew. Oh, hey.
O means O. I'm sorry. Holy bit of giddy. All right.
But yeah, even when you video record Dark Funeral on your LG phone and post it on YouTube, it's just.
there's no point. Well, at any rate.
But there's a point to these, people.
Yeah.
These are capturing history.
Embrace them. Love them.
Give them a reach around.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Now, a few of these are attainable in just general terms. Like this next thing we're going to play. This is actually two tracks from Pestilence off their actually fairly well done Mind Reflections compilation. Let me break this out here. This is on MVD, music video distributors.com. Thank you. And
it's on HPV.
Yeah. HumanPapillomavirus.com. This is basically called Mind Reflections, the best of Pestilence. And it's actually surprisingly good. It's also been, all the tracks have been remastered, so they all sound pretty damn good together. It's got Out of the Body, it's got Process of Suffocation, Parasite, Dehydrated, Hatred Within, Secrecies of Horror, and then a bunch of live tracks on the end. And
but what it will never have, and no one I don't think will have it, is the version of Testimony of the Ancients seen in Houston at Fitzgerald's with Martin Van Drunen singing.
Yes.
On the Death, Pestilence, Carcass show.
I, for to always hate you for this.
Yes.
You saw this and I did not. And you also got to see Chuck pegged with a bottle of water and throw a tantrum and walk off stage.
Yep.
And then a
guy with a knife jump up on stage with real wide eyes making stabby, stabby motions.
So, anyway, you can get this on, you can get Mind Reflections at MVD. I don't want to oversell it, but I just want you to know it's available, and it's good
we
stuff.
We don't get anything from them, folks.
They're no. Just, they send stuff to us to give to you.
To you.
So, while
and
we...
you demonstrate that you don't want it.
Yeah, because you're ingrates. So, this is Chemotherapy Live. What were you going to say?
Oh, I just...
That was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Chemotherapy Live.
Well, volgende nummer dan voor jullie al hier vooraan. De beste lunch shirt aan. De stukjes van onze eerste LP. En een stuk uit Chemotherapy. Yeah. Gaat die nog goed? Gaan we gelijk door met het volgende nummer van onze testimony LP. Nummer is ook getiteld Testimony!
Die Verwahrheit, gefährlich und wild. take all of that and come in here. In the middle of WrestleMania, all natural that belongs to God. And it's so beautiful. Yours is a dark and mysterious. We'll be right back.
Right on. That was Sarcophago with Cethadas. And before that, Mayhem with a classic funeral frog. Funeral fog from Live in Leipzig. And before that, Testimony, which is basically what became Testimony of the Ancients, live by Pestilence from Mind Reflections, as well as Chemotherapy live. Because this is the live show.
That's right.
And I'm the Undertaker live.
I'm Agapornis Epicac, pre-recorded.
Okay.
We're on the backdated Metal Enema.
Yeah, backdated Metal Enema, recorded live on Solar Fall Radio.
The live demo version of the show tonight. We'll go back and rework it.
Yeah.
And then present it to you next week.
Next week, yeah. So.
We're still bi-monthly curious, though.
So. Yeah, bi-monthly curious for now. Yeah, of course.
We will get back to being weekly curious again, but just got some other issues going on.
Yeah, we're busy. And it's, you know, it's just after the holidays, suddenly everything gets out of control again. Yeah, you know, we start drinking, and, you know,
and then President's Day.
Yeah,
and fuck,
yeah, that fucked everything up. So, yeah, this version of Funeral Fog, of course, is one of the few, you know, commonplace versions of Dead doing vocals, and he doesn't do it the Attila way, where it sounds like he's saying "funeral fog."
He's actually saying "funeral fog."
Fog. Yeah. Well, that let's not forget that that song would have been called Lacerated Face Muscles if they left Necrobutcher to write the lyrics for it. Interesting. So,
man has no vision, as demonstrated by the new Mayhem album.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, so we're in the home stretch. We're going to go ahead and go right back in full force live, baby.
Woo! Pre-recorded demo.
Pre-recorded, yeah. It's going to be Treblinka crawling in vomits.
Boo! We'll be right back.
Triumphant Tour, Burn the Heart of the Earth live. Now that's that's off the Wings of Antichrist. The Wings of Antichrist re-edition on Listenable Records. Before that was Immortal. Ooh,
another immortal.
Wait. For that was Voivod with Korgul the Exterminator from their live demo off the Warren Payne re-edition. And
Morgoth Invasions.
And, well, actually, that's really funny. We themed this perfectly because all three of these, including Treblinka with their Severe Abominations demo, they're all double disc re-editions.
Yep.
Well, all right. Boy, we're smarter than we think. Except for the fact that we almost played Immortal twice. Boy.
Which would have been fine.
Yeah, would have been fine. Well, then Cynical would have gone, error in episode 27. He's like a Star Trek nerd, except it's Metal Enema. When you guys actually tried to throw to the song, it actually went to this other song that you announced later. There's a continuity issue here. I'm going to roll my 27-sided die.
My dodecahedron.
He's probably either he's listening to this right now, either laughing his head off or
loading his gun.
Yeah, planning revenge. I kill you, scum!
Fuck! I'm never talking to you again!
How for dare to you to make fun of me? All right, so that was quite a hayride of a show. Probably
like any live show, you go 4 tracks in and go,
oh, that's enough.
I've been standing around for a while. I'm ready to go home.
I'm going to go back into the bar section for a little bit. And I'll go check out another song in a minute. I'm glad I stood at the back. It looks really fucked up front. it's hot in here.
Oh, my God. Why does that guy have to take his shirt off?
I am shirtless.
Pumping gas earlier.
I am shirtless and sweaty. I must rub my body all over everyone. I am extremely...
People need to see my shitty big Baphomet.
That one guy. The guy that when he takes his shirt off, he looks like a mandrill baboon because he's got the really high tufted widow's peaks, kind of like when Kerry King started losing his hair around South of Heaven, and he has a beard, and he always takes his shirt off, and he's got the big beer belly and the really awful, like, you know, werewolf and Baphomet tattoos all over him, and you know,
and his hands rotate forward, like he's a knuckle walker.
Yeah, he brachiates. He's all
fucking brutal, dude.
Can't get enough of Skinless. You know?
Oh God,
yeah, that sucked. I hated Skinless. I've always hated
Skinless since their first pastel finger paint album cover.
Oh yeah, God, yeah, that was them, wasn't it?
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, they suck. They did that Wall of Death thing, but they did it instead of sideways. They did it back
front to back. Front,
yeah, back to
back
front.
To front, yeah.
So it's like, hey, everybody, go running towards the stage and kill everyone who's up front to see us. That's a great idea.
Everyone run full speed at an immobile object.
And yeah.
Cushion the blow with the person in front of you.
With people. See that? See that chick that's half your size? Just full
just
force.
Asking to ask for it?
One of these guys is probably raping. All right. So that was another show on The Undertaker.
I am Agapornis Apicac.
That was fun. We're going to do a demo show in the future, too. If you guys have any ideas for theme shows and you don't bother to write it in, we won't do them. Because you don't write in.
So email us at myspace.com/metalenema and metalenema@gmail.com.
We put a naked chick on our MySpace profile. What more do you want?
We put a naked...
She works for us.
That's right.
She answers our mail. Sorry.
Yeah, she will be reading everything, and she will be half naked.
And she will be rolling them up into a tight little cylinder and just putting them all up her ass and consuming them like a blast furnace, because that's what she does. You're not going to understand what the fuck I'm talking about.
Unless you write in.
Yes.
She will send pictures.
Mm-hmm. She loves us.
That's right.
All right. So that was it. That was recorded live from the
pre-demo.
Awesome.
Pre-recorded demo.
Yep. Thanks, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
This is about a man who knows it all. Does it all. She was slashed, explained. This is entirely. I spiked him.